Do you feel like you don't have a dream? If that is you, this episode, I believe, is going to help give you the tools that you need to activate that dream that's on the inside of you. I share 4 tips on how to activate your dream. Welcome to a brand new episode of Her Renewed Mind. Let's go. Hello, and welcome to Her Renewed Mind, where you will be encouraged to develop a deeper relationship with God and feel more mentally focused and connected so that you can enjoy a peaceful life and be a blessing to others. I'm Dr. Candace, a daughter of God, mom of an amazing teenager, and a personal and spiritual development coach with a vivid imagination. I remember waking up in the morning with what seemed like a million thoughts running through my head. I finally realized that my mind was a battlefield, and the way I was going to win the war in my mind was with the Word of God. So, if you are ready to be freed from overthinking and negative thoughts and gain mental focus and clarity, connection with God and others, understanding of your purpose, confidence in your calling so you can be a blessing to others, then this podcast is for you. Grab your water, lace up your shoes, pop in your AirPods. It's time to go on a beautiful journey. Are you ready to take that next step on that dream or that goal that is on the inside of you that you know it's time for you to release? Or maybe you're unsure exactly what your next step is. Well, I invite you to a free training that I'm offering this evening. Yes, March 18th at 6:30 p.m. on Zoom. You can visit my website to get all the details to register as well. I have the links in the show notes. And I invite you, we are going to talk about identity. We're going to talk about what keeps us from taking that step. And I believe that you're going to be activated to move forward. I also want to share with you that I'm offering a VIP upgrade experience just 30 minutes after the free training. So the VIP upgrade experience will start at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and we'll just go to the next level. You're going to have an opportunity to share what's on your heart in terms of your dream and your goals. And myself, along with Alicia Leach, who's amazing at strategy, we're going to talk about what your next step could be. As well, you'll get access to the Take the Next Step e-workbook, some resources that will help spur you along, and a copy of the Take the Next Step recording, that VIP experience recording, and some special discounts that I'll be dropping in that VIP experience. So go to the show notes to see the links for both the training and the VIP upgrade experience. And I look forward to seeing you this evening in Zoom. Have a great one and enjoy today's episode. Hey, and welcome to a brand new episode of Her Renewed Mind. Happy Monday. Yeah, I hope you are wonderful on this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and being glad, and I'm so glad you're joining me. If you are on YouTube, hey, welcome to my YouTube channel. Be sure to like and subscribe, you know, hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button so you know it's every Monday. And then I'll pop in some bonus content every now and then. And if you're rocking with me on audio, I hope you're following me on whatever platform you are listening to this and subscribing. Yes, all the things, because you all know that helps get this out to more people. And I would like that. I would like not just you, but other people in your world and other people in the world to grab a hold of what God has given me to share. And listen, you guys, I have an announcement. The announcement is this Wednesday, March 20th, will make 1 year. I should have a pom-pom close. Ah, okay, I'm reaching for it. I'm going for it. Here it is. Here's a pom-pom. Oh my goodness, you guys, 1 year. That is so wow to me. Happy 1 year anniversary. My podcast anniversary. It's so amazing. I'm so grateful. God is amazing. He is real. Jesus is real. I know that he's real to me. And for me to have recorded something every single week for a year is just mind blowing, really. That's why I'm like, if you're watching this on video, I'm just looking around like, oh my goodness. And I had a dear sister send me a beautiful message today. And she had listened to a couple of podcast episodes and was just like, Candace, you are inspiring me. You are consistent. And I'm listening to her message and I'm just smiling. I was like, you know, I really am. Now, I'll be honest, there's areas in my life where I want to get better at consistency, but I can say that this here podcast, this here encouragement, listen, it has come every single week. And I was reflecting back on just how excited I was to start this time last year. And I was listening to a teaching by Stephanie Gass, who specializes in teaching on how to start your podcast. And I stopped her teaching. I didn't even listen to the whole thing. I did go back and listen to the rest of it, but I stopped the teaching. I immediately texted my girl, Haley Harrison, who had just launched her podcast. And I was basically like, hey, sis, what platform are you using? I knew I was going to do it. I just need to know what platform she was using. And she was like, Spotify for podcasters. I think that's the name. And I am a researcher. I'm a doer. So I immediately, you know, she's telling me and I'm on my phone figuring it out. And that evening, it may have been on a Wednesday. It may have been on a Wednesday. I don't know. Either a Tuesday, a weekday, maybe a Monday. Now I'm like, was it Wednesday? Anyway, it was a weekday. I mean, I could look at the calendar, but. And I sat there, I was so excited and recorded my intro, figured out the music. Kyla, I'm like, Kyla, guess what? I started my podcast and figured out how to make sure it was on Apple. That was the big deal for me, for it to get on Apple, because that's how I listened to the podcast that I've been listening to before I started mine. I'm like, it's got to be on Apple. And there's a delay when you upload. But listen, I say all of that to say, start with what you have. You can start. You can, if it's a podcast, if it's a book, if it's a course, if it's some product, whatever, fill in the blank. You going back to school, you can start with what you have. You actually have everything that you need. In the Word of God, it says that we've been given everything we need for life and godliness. Everything you need. Just start. Just start. Sometimes we want to wait until it's perfect and we have all the pieces together. Just start with what you have. Even if you don't have a microphone or a laptop, maybe you just have your phone. You can record your podcast. You can post on social media with your phone. And I know you know that clearly. But yeah, start with what you have. So anywho, I'm just so grateful to God. Thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity to have this platform. And I was actually looking back over the episode titles and the interviews I've had with some amazing women who have stepped out on faith, who have overcome, who are living this life abundantly, you know, and just doing beautiful things. And they've been an encouragement to me. And I pray that they've been an encouragement to you in Jesus' name. So this next season, because it's a new season. Right. So after this episode, you know, the next one I drop will be the new season, will be season two. And it's just going to get gooder and gooder. I don't know what all is ahead with her renewed mind, but it's going to be good. I need to take some time out and think about that. So I want to talk today. I do have something to share today on this episode that I pray. Well, and I know it'll be a blessing to you. And so you all know I've been talking about taking the next step. I'm actually offering the free workshop tonight at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So if you haven't registered yet, registration is still open. Hop on my website, visionspeakconsulting.com, and you'll see all the information where you can register. As well, just 30 minutes after the free training, the free workshop is a VIP upgrade experience. I am trying something new. So basically what goes down in the VIP, we're taking it to the next level. You would have gotten a lot of teaching. You're going to get a lot of teaching, encouragement, empowerment in the free training, some goodness that you can hold on to help you move forward. And then in the VIP upgrade experience, we're digging in. We are, I'm saying we, so my girl, Alicia Leach, will be with me, and hopefully you'll be with us in the VIP upgrade experience. And this is an opportunity for you to ask questions, for you to get strategy, prophetic strategy for your next step. If you have an idea, a dream, or maybe if you're like, y'all, I know there's more. I don't know exactly what it is. Let myself and Alicia coach you through that. As well, you'll have access to the Take the Next Step e-workbook and resources. Gotta love resources, books, podcasts, people to follow that will help spur you on. So Alicia and I have put some things on paper, and we're sharing the resources that have helped us move forward and take the next step in our life and in our dreams. So I encourage you, get on in this free training, get on in the VIP upgrade experience. There is a cost for the VIP upgrade, and it's well worth the investment. As well, you'll get the recording of the VIP, so you can go back and listen to it and take note of the strategy that you heard. There is power in community and just the gifts being free to flow. And I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. I'm expecting big in both the free training and the VIP upgrade experience. Why do I want to keep saying experiment? So again, go to my website and you can look on the show notes or the comments of this video and get the information that you need and share it with somebody. Share it with somebody. It's good. Share it with somebody. So let me talk about this. I went to an event last night to support a dear sister, and I end up, which always happens here with me, whether I'm in Louisville or somewhere else, I'm going to connect. I'm going to meet someone that I know and form a connection. And so I did see a couple that I have known forever. And through the school system, when I used to work heavily more often in our school system, and then also from the church that I used to attend, that they would come and attend as well. And so I, you know, it was so good to see them. We were just talking. I had remembered that I had spoken with I'll call her my sister, during quarantine season. She was in grad school. And so I want to say that I don't know if she interviewed me for her class, but we were just talking about college counseling, because that's what I was doing at the time, college access counseling. And she was going for her master's in school counseling. So we connected in that way. And so come to find out, she actually is a school counselor. So that was exciting because that's what she desired. She desired to be a school counselor. So I'm like, man, God is faithful. And so I was excited to learn that she was doing that. And so we just started having this conversation, and she was just sharing that, you know, basically that she knew that there was more for her, that that wasn't her, you know, last hoorah in life. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm like, yes, there's more. And I was just asking her, you know, what are you dreaming about? What does God put on your heart to do next? You know, just trying to go there. And she basically said that she wasn't sure. She wasn't sure. And in that moment, I'm thinking, oh, you're not sure. And so I started kind of press into that and ask her a few questions and try to, as I do, give encouragement and just some things to think about. And I remember asking her, you know, what were you doing when you were little? And so we kind of talked about that. And so the event was ending and we were going on. And I also wanted to be mindful to not take over the conversation and turn it into a true coaching session if she wasn't ready for that, you know. And I was just trying to fill out the moment because I can go there. And so I just kind of eased up on that. And she has my business card. And so if we need to connect even further, then we can do that. But I was thinking today, you know, what am I going to talk about on this episode? And so I want to talk about, you know, what do you do when you don't know your dream, or you feel like you don't have one, you don't even know what your next step is? And I want to offer you, I think, four things to do, right? To consider. Maybe to do is the correct. So four tips on, you know, things to do if you're at a place where you're unsure of what your dream is. And that thing is real. It's so real to be at that place. And I think sometimes when you're doing what you've always done, maybe you're a mom, you're a wife, maybe you're single and you work full time, you're just doing what you need to do each day. You know, I think about my day today. I had intended to record this podcast way before the time I'm doing it now, But I was taking care of home. And I remember thinking, like, man, there's other things that I want to do. But first things first, washing clothes, sweeping, cleaning up my room, washing dishes, fixing food so I could have, for tomorrow. So Kyle and I can have, something to eat and just those household things. And then I also wanted to go for a walk, So that I put that above me sitting down to record this podcast. And I had to tell myself, like, these are things that are priority right now, Candace. Saturdays are your days to do those household things. And so sometimes we don't have time or space, or so we think, to think about the more, to think about the dream, because we're making it through each day. Yeah, that thing is real. But I'm telling you, it's so important that we do take the time, even if it's just for a few minutes, to dream with God. So, number one, I would say, is to pray. And actually, number one and two go together. It's pray, pray, and take the time to write. As you're praying and asking Holy Spirit, ask specifically, Holy Spirit, what is your dream for me? What are my dreams? What is it that you would have me to do? And I'm telling you, God will answer. God will answer. It's taking the time to be still and listening. And I think I've said this before on the podcast, listening, hearing from God. I've never heard him audibly. However, for me, God speaks to me through connections, through people, sermons. As I sit and reflect, I'll have a knowing. So it's important to know that God speaks to you in the way that you hear. So think about, like your closest friends or even family members. How do you connect with them? It's probably easy to think, well, they talk. I hear them audibly. Right? But I bet there's some other ways that it could be, excuse me, I'm like, I lost my train of thought. And in that moment, I thought, I'm like, do I start this podcast over? No, I'm going to keep recording. But yeah, I would say, I actually did listen to a teaching about the prophetic, and it was talking about, like, how we hear God. We may sense God through feeling. If we're connecting with someone, we feel something, we can read a room. Or you see, maybe you are a visionary or a dreamer. Maybe you actually do have dreams at night, or your imagination is very vivid. I would say that is me, and I can get easily distracted because I'm looking around, I'm seeing, things are coming across my brain, or maybe something I read, or if I go outside, I'm looking at, what's going on outside, and so my mind just starts to imagine things. Excuse me. So there's ways that you hear from God. So pray, ask, Father to reveal the dream and talk that thing out. And number two, like I said, is related to number one, is taking the time to write. And when you're writing, you're praying, you're thinking, you're allowing your mind to imagine. I would encourage you to do that. And think back over your life. Think back over your childhood and think about what were the things that you were doing that brought you joy, that you loved to do. And I would encourage you to just write it all down. It may be, as you're thinking about those things, you may immediately have a thought like, that's not a dream. I like to play hide and go seek, or I like to go ride my bike. Write it down. Write it down. Because even if it's not like a business dream, it may be something that you need to start doing again that brings you pleasure, that brings you life, right? I mentioned I took a walk today. And when I was little, as I hope a lot of kids, you were outside, you were playing outside. That is what you did. And I believe that It's time to get back to the simple. So going outside brings me pleasure. So that's something that I'm always going to do for the rest of this life on earth. And even when we come back, when Jesus comes back, I'm going to be walking. I'm going to be outside, enjoying creation. Okay. So write down all the things, write down all the things that you enjoy doing. What were those things that made you smile? Write that down. Okay. As well, what were some of the things that perhaps made you sad? Some things that you didn't like. And sometimes that can be related to what you're to bring. If that's something that you didn't like, well, perhaps there's something in you to help change that, to help bring order to chaos. So I remember, and I think I've talked about this before, I did not like conflict. I didn't like to see people mad at each other. I didn't like negativity. So I'm always going to lean towards positivity and bringing a positive perspective to the situation. And I used to shy away from doing that because I didn't want people to think some sort of way. But I accept that is who I am. It's a part of my makeup. It's how God has wired me. And He wants me to show up authentically and bring joy and bring positivity and bring His perspective into the situation, and not avoiding conflict. And I'm getting this revelation in real time right now, perhaps, and I'm like, I used to want to run away from it or be uneasy about it, but perhaps, right, because that's the lens that I see things from, and I know I don't want that conflict, and I know what it does to people and how it can, cause division, that I am to approach that so I can bring God, I can bring His perspective, I can bring kingdom, I can bring heaven to that situation or that relationship, whatever that might be. So that one was free and it was for me. Okay. So number one is pray, ask Holy Spirit to ignite the dream on the inside of you. It's there. You are God's dream come true. So there's a dream inside of you that God wants you to bring and wants to help bring to pass. Number two, take the time to write. Think about your childhood, what brought you joy, and even those things that didn't bring you joy. Okay, lean into those things and write them down. And number three is to get wise counsel. So after you've written things down, you're probably like, okay, what am I supposed to do with this? I encourage you to talk to a coach, a counselor about it and think through next steps. So that was two in one. Get wise counsel and think through next steps for that dream to come to pass. Because if it's in you, it's supposed to come out. I've been saying this for the past like couple of weeks. What's on the inside of you is not just for you, but it's meant to be released into your world. So good. And then number four, tap into some resources. And as I was writing these things, these tips down, I immediately thought about this book that I have in my hand. It's called Dream Culture, Bringing Dreams to Life, and it's written by Andy and Janine Mason. And it is so good. And they have, it's like basically your own coach in your hand. And there's questions in the very back of the book called Dream Starters. And they ask these questions. Honestly, they ask a lot of questions throughout the book to help to ignite those dreams inside of you. And the first question is what I shared in number two is what gives you pleasure? Another question, what is beautiful for you? What do you want to do just for fun? Some other questions or dream starters. What is the most fearless thing you have done? What else would you try if you felt like that? What do you value most in the world? How could that increase? I mean, I'm telling you all, this book is so good. So I definitely encourage you to grab this book again, Dream Culture by Andy and Janine Mason. So it's beautiful because it's helping you to steward a dream culture in your life. And I'm telling you, when you have that, if you're about that dream culture, you're going to also help to ignite dreams in other people. So I would say that I definitely have leaned into a dream culture. I'm grateful for that. And I love asking people what their dreams are and helping them move along. And so I can be a resource. I gave number three, get wise counsel. And even number four, using resources. I can be that for you. I'd love to coach you
forward into the dream, helping you imagine about your dream and helping that dream to come to pass. And I was just thinking earlier today, like, why is that my jam? Why do I love it? I love people, and I love people knowing what their purpose is and walking it out. It just excites me to be able to help you do that, And where there is no vision, the people perish, right? You may not physically die, but man, your spirit, oh my goodness, that is made to be alive and alive in Christ. I would say that it does die when we don't have that vision, that dream that we are wanting to come to pass. Yeah. So it is time. It is time. It is time. I pray that what I've shared has been a blessing to you. I appreciate you for listening and taking it in. And I just speak God's favor over you even now, that dream, perhaps that has even been buried in the back of your mind or in your heart, will come to life, that you will walk forward in faith, in assurance that with God, all things are possible, that you know you're not doing this alone, that you have Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus living on the inside of you that is spurring you forward. He that begun a good work will bring it to completion in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, we love you, and we honor you on today. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you so much. Thank you for rocking with me. 1 year podiversary. Hey, podiversary. So I probably will, drop an episode on March 20th. I may even go live. We'll see. we'll see to just celebrate 1 year, and it's gonna go up. It is going to go up. I'll say this out loud because then I'm like, it'll come to pass. I remember thinking, on my 1 year, I'm gonna have a live in-person podcast recording. As of today, that is not in the works yet. I'll say that. Yeah, it won't be on the 20th. I'll say that, but maybe sometime this year. That would be so cool to have a live event where we record Her Renewed Mind and bring everybody in the room to celebrate and love on each other. So I'm saying it out loud. OMG. All right. You all have a beautiful rest of your day. And until next time, which will probably be Wednesday, peace. Hey there, I hope you are blessed by this week's episode of Her Renewed Mind. If you were, I'd love for you to leave a 5-star rating and a written review in Apple Podcasts. This helps us get the show out to more women who desire a deeper connection with their Heavenly Father. Also, be sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss any new episodes. Thank you so much for listening. I'll meet you right back here next Monday.